Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here, KNSS, 8:48 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Former Goddard mayor given diversion after allegedly making fake tickets to a zoo fundraiser.
Two.
Another night of unrest in Minnesota after a police-involved killing.
One.
In Tennessee, high school student killed in shootout with police. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, starting here in just a few minutes, actually, 10 minutes from now, Sedgwick County Emergency Management is holding a training exercise. They're doing this the 2600 block of North New York Street. The area that we're talking about here is just off of I-135 between 21st and 29th. That's the area that we're talking about, and they're saying you may see some smoke out there, but that is a training exercise that they're going to be holding today. And that training exercise goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Increasing clouds today with a high of 59 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 58 degrees. Now sunny, a north wind at 8 miles per hour and 44 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Call to reserve a table on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency is investigating complaints that the airbags may not inflate in a crash on thousands of General Motors vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the probe covers nearly 750,000 Chevrolet, Cadillac, and GMC vehicles from 2020 and 2021. Most are full-size pickup trucks and SUVs. The agency says it has 15 complaints of airbag malfunctions, including 6 crashes with 8 reported injuries. U.S. consumer prices increased a sharp 0.6% in March, the biggest increase since 2012, while inflation over the past year rose a sizable 2.6%. The big gains were expected to be a temporary blip and not a sign that the long-dormant inflation pressures were emerging. The Labor Department reported today that the March increase in its consumer price index followed a 0.4% increase in February and was the biggest one-month gain since a 0.6% rise in August of 2012. Stocks ended just below the latest record highs they hit last week as technology companies slipped Monday. The S&P edged down less than a point Monday, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gave up 50 points. Investigators continuing to focus on the economic recovery as well as concerns about inflation and rising bond yields. Nuance Communications soared after Microsoft agreed to buy the speech technology company. The Dow closed down 54 points. And from the Wichita Business Journal this morning, more takeaways from the Riverfront Stadium opening event Saturday. Restaurants say they were jammed with diners, families tailgated in packed parking lots. If Saturday is any indication, businesses, especially eateries, will benefit from ball games and other events at the new stadium. It's what they've been hoping for since the ballpark was built and kept closed during the pandemic. The city has plans to build a six-story multimodal center across Sycamore Street from the stadium. That's expected to have up to 500 parking spots. Mm-hmm. Rodney Horton says he likes what he sees in development in the Old Town area. He just purchased a vacant building at 141 South Rock Island, and he hopes his recent purchase will add to the revitalization of downtown Wichita. Horton says he hasn't decided what to do with the building yet, but Occidental Management's remodeled Ice House building is just to the south of that location. A Union Station and Poorhouse are to the west, and Cargill's headquarters is to the east. The price of lumber and other building materials has nearly tripled in the last year, up 180%, according to the National Association of Home Builders. A 2x4 that cost $2.25 a year ago now sells for $5 or more.
Yep.
A sheet of plywood that sold a year ago for $26 is now around $80.
Mm.
Part of the blame is on manufacturing shutdowns during the pandemic, and people stuck at home started noticing projects they want to get done. That led to a spike in demand. Business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. All right, 8:53 now here on this Tuesday morning, and this is April 13th. On this date in 1970, Apollo 13, four-fifths of the way to the moon, was crippled when a tank containing liquid oxygen burst.
Ooh.
The astronauts managed to return safely. I had no idea how crucial and what a dangerous thing that was until we saw the movie. Ron Howard brought out this movie several years ago.
You apparently weren't into the news at that point.
I was, but I don't think anybody realized it was that serious.
Cronkite reported on it every night.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody knew it was that serious. The way they downplayed it was, they've got a little problem up there, and it didn't register. So anyway, Ron Howard, what was it? Houston, we have a problem? Was that what the famous line,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a terrific movie. It still is. I mean, you can still see it, so it's still terrific. The Apollo 13. Today, Ted, is National Thomas Jefferson Day. One of our presidents, the third president. Of the United States. And
one of the major players early on.
Yep, he was born on this date in the year 1743. Known as the primary author of the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
He was a stalwart of democracy. Apparently, he was a
quite the wordsmith, well-read.
You know, a brilliant man, sharp guy, a plantation owner in Virginia in the day, so that he did own slaves. And, of course, that's not politically correct anymore, but it's Thomas Jefferson Day. And the thing I like best about him is the Louisiana Purchase, which included a great part of the United States, including
where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, Kansas was part of the Louisiana Purchase. Thomas Jefferson Day. All right, coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. The Minneapolis area shooting. Officer apparently thought she was firing a laser and killed this man. That's coming up on Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news in Tennessee, a student killed in a shootout with police. That's at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Rush Limbaugh Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. Now sunny and 44 degrees.
Is your air conditioner ready?